The National Congress of American Indians and the Native American Rights Fund say having voting materials printed in a traditional language keeps Indians from being disenfranchised. NCI's executive director, Jackie Johnson, has testified before Congress on the issue. She says in some Indian communities, including the Navajo Nation, many residents are most fluent in their tribal tongue. Johnson says the provisions have helped her organization boost numbers of voters across Indian country.
NCAI's Get Out the Native Vote campaign is just really a stimulus to try and get every tribe and every state to have their own Native Vote campaign. Of course, the language provisions are critical to that. It makes tribal elders feel that there's ownership, that they can actually come to the vote, and people are recognizing who they are. It adds to the value of the vote for them.
And Gwen Carr, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Indian Caucus, says that having fluent Native speakers on hand was vital in last year's campaigns, waged in one of the so-called battleground states.
We had Indian people on the ground in Wisconsin for months before the election, basically working with the Indian communities all over the state. And if we needed to have someone who spoke the traditional language, we had that. To talk to people as they entered the polls, just to talk to people in general to get out to vote.
Congress first adopted the language provisions of the Voting Rights Act in 1975 and has extended them twice. The current provisions will need to be renewed by 2007. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.